2.2, investment risks. Learning objectives. Define different investment risks and evaluate risks associated with different investment products. In general terms, the greater the risk investors are willing to assume with an investment, the greater the potential reward should be. For example, safe investments tend to offer lower yields, but investments where considerable risk is attached should offer much higher potential yields. Additionally, different types of risk can be associated with different investments and securities. In all cases, investors should be aware of the risks they shoulder with any investment, be able to afford the risk, and be comfortable with doing so. For our part, as securities industry professionals, understanding the many types of risk and ensuring our customers understand these risks lends itself to the topic of determining suitability. Just as every investment is different, so is every investor. Several types of risk must be considered in determining whether or not any investment is suitable for any investor. Risk can generally be broken into two categories, systematic and non-systematic risk. 2.2.1. Systematic risk. Systematic risk is the risk that changes in the overall economy will have an adverse effect on individual securities, regardless of the company's circumstances. It is generally caused by factors that affect all businesses, such as war, global security threats, or inflation. Test topic alert. No matter how diversified a portfolio of investments is, it will still be subject to systematic risk. Said another way, one cannot diversify away systematic risk. Following, we'll discuss the most common systematic risks. 2.2.1.1. Market risk. Market risk is the risk that when the overall market declines, so too will any portfolio made of securities the market is comprised of. Example: if the Dow Jones Industrial Average or any other market index were to plummet substantially, so too would a portfolio of common stock. Regardless of the number of stocks and the diversity of their makeup, they could not escape a large fall in the market without being affected. 2.2.1.2. Interest rate risk. Interest rates fluctuate in the market all the time. If market conditions or the Federal Reserve push interest rates higher, the market prices of all bonds will be affected. When interest rates rise, the market price of bonds falls, and that is why this is a systematic risk. This risk is sometimes referred to as the market risk for bonds. 2.2.1.3. Reinvestment risk. This is a variation of interest rate risk. When interest rates decline, it is difficult to reinvest proceeds from redemptions, securities that have been called, call risk, or investment distributions, and maintain the same level of income without increasing credit or market risks. 2.2.1.4. Inflation risk or purchasing power risk. Sometimes referred to as purchasing power risk, inflation risk is the effect of continually rising prices on investment returns. If an investment yield is lower than the inflation rate, the purchasing power of the client's money diminishes over time. Example: an investor has purchased a 30-year bond yielding 5%. Inflation rates push upward over time to levels above 5%. The interest payments are no longer sufficient to purchase the goods and services that they had been initially. This diminishing buying power would also be true for the principal amount returned in 30 years as well. 2.2.2. Non-systematic risk. Unlike systematic risk, which is non-diversifiable, these risks can be reduced through diversification. They are risks that are unique to a specific industry, business enterprise, or investment type. Following are some of the most common non-systematic risks. 2.2.2.1. Capital risk. Capital risk is the potential for an investor to lose some or all of his money, his invested capital, under circumstances unrelated to an issuer's financial strength. Example: capital risk is minimal to none when investing in securities backed by the federal government, such as T-bills, but could be far greater when investing in derivative products, such as options, or businesses such as direct participation programs. 2.2.2.2 Business risk. This is an operating risk generally caused by poor management decisions. At best, earnings are lowered. At worst, the company goes out of business and common stockholders could lose their entire investment. Example: introduction of a new product that turns out to have a very narrow market, or underestimating a competitor's new product and failing to compete, are both examples of poor business decisions that impact the price of a company's stock. 2.2.2.3 Financial risk. Often confused with business risk, it is similar. Financial risk relates primarily to those companies that use debt financing or leverage. An inability to meet the interest and principal payments on those debt obligations could lead to bankruptcy, and once again, total loss for the stockholders. For that reason, this is sometimes called credit risk or default risk. 2.2.2.4 Call risk. Call risk is the risk that a bond might be called before maturity, and an investor will be unable to reinvest the principal at a comparable rate of return. In this light, the occurrence of call risk can lead to reinvestment risk discussed earlier. When interest rates are falling, bonds with higher coupon rates are most likely to be called. Investors concerned about call risk should look for call protection, a period during which a bond cannot be called. Most corporate and municipal issuers generally provide some years of call protection. Example: an investor holds a callable bond yielding 5%. Because interest rates have fallen to 3%, the issuer of the bond calls it in and the investor receives his principal. The investor is now left to reinvest the proceeds of the called bond, on which he had been earning 5%, at the now lower current interest rate of 3%. 2.2.2.5 Prepayment risk. Prepayment risk is the risk that a borrower will repay the principal on a loan or debt instrument or bond before its maturity, and thus deprive the lender of future interest payments. This risk is often associated with call risk discussed earlier. 2.2.2.6 Currency risk. Currency risk is the possibility that an investment denominated in one currency could decline if the value of that currency declines in its exchange rate with the U.S. dollar. Fluctuating currency exchange rates become an important consideration whenever investing in a foreign security or any security denominated in a foreign currency. 2.2.2.7 Liquidity risk. The risk that an investor might not be able to sell an investment quickly at a fair market price is known as liquidity or marketability risk. The marketability of the securities a registered representative recommends must be consistent with the client's liquidity needs. Example: while common stocks and money market instruments are considered fairly liquid with potential buyers and markets to sell them in readily available, investments in fixed assets like real estate, fine art, and collectibles are not. 2.2.2.8 Regulatory risk. A sudden change in the regulatory climate can have a dramatic effect on the performance of a business and entire business sectors. Changes in the rules a business must comply with can devastate individual companies and industries almost overnight. Common examples of this risk are rulings made by the Environmental Protection Agency, the EPA, or the Food and Drug Administration, the FDA. Rule changes for affected businesses to follow can sometimes upset their business models and their ability to be profitable. Example: An investor owns shares of XYZ stock, a pharmaceutical company. The Food and Drug Administration orders an immediate halt to all sales of the company's best-selling drug. Shares of XYZ stock begin to fall as a result of the news, and the investor is left with a decision to either sell at the now depressed price or hold the shares in the hopes of a price correction sometime in the future. 2.2.2.9 Legislative Risk. It is common to lump together regulatory and legislative risk, but there is a difference. Whereas regulatory risk comes from a change to regulations, legislative risk results from a change in the law. A governmental agency, state or federal, may pass certain regulations, but only a legislature can pass a law. Changes to the tax code are the most obvious legislative risks. Example: the implementation of a luxury tax on higher-priced items, such as automobiles and boats, severely impacts those industries. 2.2.2.10 Political Risk. While political risk can be interrelated with legislative risk, most attribute this risk specifically to the potential instability in the political underpinnings of the country. While this is particularly true in emerging economies, it can occur even in highly developed societies. Sovereign risk. Sovereign risk ratings capture the risk of a country defaulting on its commercial debt obligations. When a country is at risk of defaulting on its debt, the impact is felt on financial markets worldwide. Quick Quiz 2.D. Learning Objectives. Define different investment risks. Evaluate risks associated with different investment products. 1. One of the advantages of a security being traded on a listed stock exchange is the ready availability of buyers and sellers. This has the tendency to reduce or even eliminate A. inflation risk, B. liquidity risk, C. market risk, D. price risk. 2. Prior to making an investment, it is wise to evaluate the potential risk involved. It is safe to assume that 1. The greater the risk, the greater the potential reward. 2. The greater the risk, the lower the potential reward. 3. The lower the risk, the greater the potential loss. 4. The lower the risk, the lower the potential reward. A. 1 and 3. B. 1 and 4. C. 2 and 3. D. 2 and 4. 3. 20 years ago, an investor purchased a AAA-rated corporate bond with a coupon rate of 6%. The bond is about to mature, and when searching for a new bond, it seems that the rates being paid on 20-year AAA bonds is about 4%. This would be an example of A. call risk, B. liquidity risk, C. market risk, D. reinvestment risk. 4. When the interest rate paid on a debt security is less than the current inflation rate, the investor suffers from which of the following risks? A. liquidity risk, B. call risk, C. purchasing power risk, D. currency risk. 5. A company operating in State A has just been notified that the state legislature has passed a new law on permitted emissions, and several of the company's plants in that state do not comply. As a result, operations at those facilities must cease. This is an example of A. legislative risk, B. market risk, C. unexpected risk, D. reinvestment risk. 6. Which of the following are risks that are most likely to be faced by investors in domestic debt securities? 1. Liquidity risk. 2. Currency risk. 3. Political risk. 4. Inflation risk. A. 1 and 2. B. 1 and 4. C. 2 and 3. D. 2 and 4.